Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from The Atlantic about the Democratic Party's, shall we say, mature leadership.
Mature is one word for it. This article really dives into the, generational divide within the Democrats. It's fascinating.
It is. So the main point here is that a wave of Democratic senators are retiring. And instead of panic, the reaction has been relief.
Exactly. Senators like Gary Peters and Tina Smith, both relatively young by Senate standards.
Right. 66 and 68.
Yeah. They're retiring and people are thanking them for it. It really highlights the desire for new blood in the party.
The article points out that many Democrats blame the party's messaging for their struggles against, you guessed it, a second-term Trump presidency.
Wow, that's a bleak alternate reality. But in this scenario, it's interesting that progressives see the age of their leaders as a major obstacle, not just the messaging.
Totally. They're saying, look, Biden stayed too long. Let's not repeat that mistake. Groups like Run for Something are actively encouraging older Democrats to step aside.
It's a bold strategy, isn't it? Telling sitting members of Congress, many of whom have decades of experience, to just leave.
Especially when there's the inherent tension between respecting seniority, especially among the Congressional Black Caucus, and craving a new generation of leaders.
It's almost like a catch-22. Seniority traditionally equals power, but in this case, it might be perceived as stagnation.
And the article brings up a fascinating counterpoint with Bernie Sanders, who's, shall we say, not a spring chicken, but remains a popular figure, especially among young progressives.
Right. It shows that age isn't everything. David Hogg, leading the charge to primary out-of-touch Democrats, even says as much. It's not purely about age, but about effectiveness, or as he so eloquently puts it, sucking.
So, the debate is less about a number and more about energy and connection with voters. Can these older politicians still rally the base? Can they connect with a younger generation? I mean, can they even comprehend TikTok?
That's the million-dollar question. And with the examples of Feinstein and other representatives who died in office, the concern about aging leadership isn't just theoretical. It has real consequences.
Absolutely. It's a tough conversation to have, but a necessary one. How do you balance experience with the need for fresh perspectives?
Yeah, the article emphasizes that it's not solely about age. Passion and energy are key. Hogg is looking for Democrats who are truly fighting. Fighting.
I see, and he's not afraid to target incumbents, even if it risks losing seats in the House. Which, you know, is a risky move. Got it.
Totally. It's high-stakes poker, and the future of the Democratic Party might be the pot.
This whole situation reminds me a bit of a family business. You have the older generation clinging to control, while the younger generation is eager to take the reins and modernize.
That's a great analogy. And sometimes, the older generation needs a, gentle nudge towards retirement for the good of the whole family, party.
It's a delicate balance. And with AOC declining to challenge for the Oversight Committee leadership again, citing the same old seniority dynamics, it seems like this battle is far from over.
So, it's not just about who retires, but also who gets to step up and take their place. Fascinating stuff.
Definitely a situation to keep our eyes on. Thanks for joining me today for this discussion. We'll be back with more analysis soon. Until then, stay engaged, stay informed, and don't forget to subscribe.
Goodbye.